First, when I took the job at Planned Parenthood, I, as research director, I thought there's something wrong with these people because all they talk about is sex. And 48 hours later, I said, that's a very interesting subject matter.
If you've been anywhere near TV or radio in the last 30 years, you recognize that voice. Described by the Wall Street Journal as a cross between Henry Kissinger and Minnie Mouse. Really? The voice of sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer has been a part of the American consciousness for some 40 years now. Her interest in all things sex began with a job in the 1970s with Planned Parenthood. And tonight she is the keynote speaker at a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Southern Nevada. And she's with us now. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm
coming to your warm climate today.
Yes, you are. You're picking a great week to do it, too. Perfect weather. You became a national icon as a sex therapist in the 1980s. Has the issue of sex remained as taboo as it was 30-plus years ago in the U.S.?
Yeah, good question. The question is that there's much more talk about sex. There is more information available. Partly because of people like you radio people, and people like me who talk more openly. But there are still many, many issues in terms of sexual literacy that we have to discuss. And one of those things that I always say is, yes, we have information. We stand on the shoulders of giants like Kinsey, Masters and Johnson, but we still have a long way to go. I tell you, Dave, what has changed. The questions, the problems have not so much changed, but what has changed is the vocabulary. People are asking the questions with much more explicit terminology than in previous years.
So where are some areas where we as a society could deal with some more issues about sexuality, maybe improve upon our knowledge and education about sex?
In the Talmud, in the Jewish tradition, it says a lesson taught with humor is a lesson retained. And when I say humor, I don't mean jokes. I hear jokes every day. They go in one ear and out the other. But to use humor as a way of teaching. You, Dave, will remember some professors that taught you when they used humor. I also believe that any classroom, anybody, any social gathering of young people should have a shoebox where people can put in their questions, no names, and that somebody who is trained and who feels comfortable can then from time to time have like a session and talk about it. Not a question of having to say, I have a question, but to say, I hear that in Las Vegas there is somebody who doesn't know about contraception or who doesn't know about premature ejaculation or any of the other issues. Or here's what else has changed in this great country of ours. There are less women who don't know how to have sexual satisfaction. The women have heard the message that they have to take the responsibility for their own sexual satisfaction. They can't say anymore, if he loves me, he would know what I need. And we know from surveys, but we need even more research, we know from surveys that there are less women who don't have sexual satisfaction, who don't have orgasms. There are also less men who are what is called premature ejaculators, who ejaculate faster than they want to. So we definitely have advanced, but we still have a lot of problems. Because the reason I am talking so often for Planned Parenthood is because I want people to be responsible. I want them, if they don't want to be pregnant, women to use contraception. And that contraception has to be available because I don't want any more unintended pregnancies.
In Nevada schools, we teach sex education with an emphasis on abstinence, only in many places. It has been the source of some controversy. You have been a sexual educator for many years. When should it start for our youth and what subjects are appropriate to teach them?
Yeah. If you talk about, for example, for religious reasons, to people who have decided not to be sexually active until after the marriage, I say stick to it. But for the rest of the people, to talk about abstinence is just not realistic. People get married later. They first have to find employment and to make a living. So it's not realistic to talk about abstinence, except for those who have decided for whatever religious or their own decisions, you know, to remain virgins until they get married. Even to those, I say, whenever you decide to be sexually active, it's a different issue. Right now, make sure that you are sexually literate. And you know what makes me sad? That the issue of abortion has become again, actually it always has been, like a political football. And I need it to be a public health issue, and that I believe that it has to be legal, because there always, even for those people who use contraception, there always are contraceptive failures. So to make it a criminal or to make it only available to people with money is just not right.
So you're here to talk about Planned Parenthood. You're speaking at the, as a keynote tonight, at a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Southern Nevada. It does seem to be a perennial target, a political football, as you say, for some. Why do you support the organization?
Without Planned Parenthood, I wouldn't be known and wouldn't be talking to you, Dave, because I did my doctoral dissertation while I worked for Planned Parenthood of New York City. And I certainly believe that these people who are family planning counselors, who work for Planned Parenthood, they are not working on Wall Street where they get a lot of money. They are really working as like social service employees and with convictions. So they need support from people like you and me. Now, when I started on the radio, nobody had talked about orgasms or erections on radio. And look, I talked about it for 10 years, every Sunday night, from 10 to 12. So there is something that shows you that there was and still is a need for this kind of sexuality education. And if I can talk to 250 people at Planned Parenthood in Las Vegas, that makes me very happy.
So what will you talk about tonight, Dr. Ruth?
So what I'm going to talk tonight is about sexual literacy. It's about, I'll tell a little bit about my story, how I came to Planned Parenthood, and how I used the data for my doctoral dissertation, and how all of these years I have been supportive and congratulating the people who work with such conviction to be able to provide contraception so that abortions are not needed. And then I'll tell some stories from my practice and from the radio, some of the stories that I have been asked. And the most important thing, Dave, I'm going to answer their questions.
Dr. Ruth, what, if any, is a new sexual issue that you may be hearing about today that you perhaps didn't hear about in your radio show 10 and 20, 25 years ago?
Yeah, good question. So when I did the radio, I certainly didn't hear about hooking up and some of those things that are really not to in my vocabulary, because I would like people to have good sex, but I also want them to have a relationship. I don't believe in this one-night stands. I don't believe that that is satisfying. I don't believe in threesomes. I'm really old-fashioned and a square. And I think that's why it works so well for me. I say the best sex available, the best lovers are the ones that have a relationship. I'm not necessarily saying that I'm married, but I'm saying that have a relationship that is productive and that is giving them satisfaction, not just sexually, but emotionally. So I did a book for parents, a guide to teens and sex today, from social networking to friends with benefits. I talk about these things and how careful people have to be. I'll tell you something. I changed my mind. I used to say parents should not look into the diaries of their youngsters. And right now, I've changed my mind. Parents have to know what their youngsters do on the internet. Because some youngsters put naked pictures, some do some bullying, some do some gossiping. They think they could retrieve it, and they can't. Once it's up there, it's there forever.
Dr. Ruth, your life, to put it mildly, is quite remarkable. Your parents died in the Holocaust.
Yes.
You have seen and felt oppression.
Yeah.
You have come so far in life, and yet you focus on Planned Parenthood to support.
Planned Parenthood is not the only effort or the only worry that I have, but it's one of the main ones. Because I find that we should concentrate on educating rather than on demonstrating against people having sex. I want them to be able to go to a Planned Parenthood and to be protected if they decide to engage in sexual activity.
Hmm. Sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer is the author of 36 books about human sexuality. She is known internationally for her frank talk about sex, and tonight she'll be the keynote speaker at a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Southern Nevada. Dr. Ruth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you tonight.